and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Adobe Analytics is tracking Cyber Monday spending and says it expects consumers have spent a record $13.2 billion, 6.1% more than last year. That would make it the season's and the year's biggest shopping day for e-commerce. And now get ready for Giving Tuesday.
At a food bank in one of the wealthiest areas of the country, contributions are being tripled thanks to a donation from a founder of LinkedIn. Shobana Gubi is with Second Harvest of Silicon Valley.
Many of our clients are holding down multiple jobs often and can't stretch their dollar far enough.
Second Harvest distributes food free to almost 400 local nonprofits that then distribute the food to people in need. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Snow has blanketed parts of the Great Lakes region, and CBS's Ron Marciano tells us residents have been struggling to deal with it.
Lake effect snow blowing in off the Great Lakes has buried parts of Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York, with over 3 feet piling up east of Watertown.
It's a lot of snow. Just try to stay out here every couple hours to keep up with it.
In Manassas Park, Virginia, Narish Bhatt, whose wife Mamta Koffel Bhatt disappeared over the summer, has been charged with her murder. Police Chief Mario Lugo.
Grand jury returned an indictment of first-degree murder and defiling a body. This indictment stems from Mamta Koffel's disappearance back on or July 29th of this year. The grand jury agreed with the detectives there was enough evidence to charge the defendant in this case.
The woman's body has yet to be found. It's hard times for a well-known brand of vodka, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Vodka maker Stoli Group has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Its owner also makes Kentucky Owl Bourbon. Stoli Group's U.S. unit, which owns a dozen spirits and wine brands, listed more than $100 million in assets and between $50 and $100 million in liabilities in its bankruptcy petition filed in Texas.
Tuesday, the Supreme Court hears oral arguments in a case concerning possible compensation by the Hungarian government to Holocaust survivors and their descendants for the seizing of their family's property. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The general rule is that foreign governments cannot be sued in American federal courts. There is the expropriation exception, however, where property taken in violation of international law is recoverable. The Hungarian government stole the property of its Jewish population during the Nazi occupation.
Kansas continues to hold the number one ranking in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll. Auburn is pushing the Jayhawks, checking in at number two. Two-time reigning champion UConn nearly fell out entirely, falling from number two to 25. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Is he ready to play? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers face the Lions Thursday night in Detroit, and perhaps the best offense in the league, Green Bay defensive back Jaire Alexander, has been back at practice after missing several games with a knee injury. So is he ready? Matt LaFleur.
When they tell me he's good to go, and obviously the player has a part in that, the confidence to go out there and perform when it all checks out. And I think as coaches, I mean, certainly we're not going to put somebody out there that we don't feel can go out there and get the job done.
College basketball, Wisconsin has moved up to now the 11th ranked team in the nation. Tonight they host the Michigan Wolverines. NBA, the Bucks in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Bobby Portis on what he thinks about the NBA Cup in-season tournament.
First and foremost, all the games are important, but I think it's a great thing for our league playing against a Detroit Pistons team. Probably haven't had something like this to play for. It's going to be a great game. Both teams 3-0.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother's stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight with a light northwest breeze. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. Southwest winds turn gusty with highs in the upper 20s. Wednesday, there will be a chance of snow showers, lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we discuss, how the heck do we evaluate if the Donald Trump 2.0 presidency is a success? I'd like to hear from you, MAGA voters. Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy David Pepper, the lawyer, author of many books, including Saving Democracy, A User's Manual for Every American, political activist, former head of the Democratic Party in Ohio, adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law, and the author of a brilliant Substack newsletter. If you have not subscribed, it's absolutely free. David Pepper. .substack.com, spelled just like you'd think, davidpepper.substack.com for Pepperspectives. He's also over on Blue Sky at davidpepperoh.bsky.social. So, David, welcome back to the program. You've been talking about the autocracy model. Could you define that for us?
Sure. I mean, I try to use the state level autocracies that we've been seeing. And this one book I've written is called Laboratories of Autocracy. And I think it's a real preview of what's going to happen in the national level on the current path. You know, what's happened in these states is they basically locked out the voters, essentially through gerrymandering, but also through stripping powers away from courts, changing the way we elect or select courts, the types of stuff we're seeing in North Carolina. The people are kind of cut out of governing these states at this point. We're living this in Ohio, where I'm sitting. And what I've tried to describe in these books is that once that happens, the aim of government, honestly, is no longer about public service at all. It's about using government to serve certain private interests. And the public, because of the gerrymandering or the other mechanisms that lock them out, really can't stop it. And that's what we've seen in Ohio. And, you know, this is not rocket science. Academics are a lot smarter than I am, but have written about this for years. But what I can do is describe what it looks like on the ground in Ohio. And what we've seen in the last 15 or 20 years in states where they've locked up these state houses and created a sense that the people can't stop anything is we've seen sort of this broad corruption of government to simply be about serving private interests. You know, one of the best examples is in states like Ohio, you know, they're giving away the farm, public school dollars to for-profit, you know, private school models, be it charter schools, be it vouchers. We've seen, you know, the takeover of utility commissions to serve the utilities and not the consumers. On and on and on again. It's broader corruption of public service for private interests. And so when I see that happen here, and I see this new Doge or whatever it's called, where Musk is going to run it with Vivek Ramaswamy. It's going to be the same thing. We are about to see, you know, the federal government put to work for certain private interests. And if as best as they can, they're going to want to keep the people from stopping it. So the autocracy model very quickly in states like Ohio has led to corruption and has led to rapidly declining public outcomes. And my worry is that's exactly what we're going to see at the national level, and it's what countries like Hungary and Russia have seen as well.
Let me run a thesis by you and get your take on it. Government always serves somebody. It always serves principally one group. And the way that our government was established in the beginning and the way that it has rebooted itself, you know, post-Civil War, post-Republican Great Depression, is that we decided that government would serve the majority of the people. In a big way, the bottom 90%. Not screwing the top 10%, but, you know, serving the bottom 90%. And then came the Reagan Revolution, where Reagan and all the Republicans started squealing that, you know, you're serving people who don't deserve to be served, you know, welfare queens, and that young buck standing in front of you in line at the supermarket is buying beer with his food stamps. And right. And so America shifted and said, oh, well, I guess we shouldn't be serving the bottom 90%. Maybe we should do what the Republicans say. And maybe they'll let us have some of that wealth as we shift to the top 10% or the top 1%. And so, you know, then Republicans shifted government so that it's serving the top 1%. I would say it's not serving the top 10%. The top 10% pay most of the taxes. You know, the doctor, I have a friend who's a surgeon who makes around $550,000 a year, and he's paying 46% of his total income in taxes. So, I mean, it's like that's not happening if you're making $1 billion a year or even, you know, $5 million a year. So we've seen this shift in government where it's now serving the top 0.1%. And now people are screwed and they're going, what happened? And Trump comes along and says, oh, yeah, government is screwing you. I'll save you. And of course, he's lying through his teeth. But it seems like these shifts are occurring in like 40-year cycles. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, in all the attacks on democracy that we're seeing in states, and I think we'll see federally, are to keep the everyday citizen from being able to stop it. You're not, you know, in Ohio, you're no longer being served by your government, Ohioans. It's serving a very narrow group. That's where the benefit goes of dollars to, let's say, you know, educate. It's going to for-profit companies more and more, other states as well. And when you carve up the state so people don't have a say, it keeps us from being able to stop. You know, you mentioned the – I'll reference another book, and I love that you're always reading books. I always go back to this book. Maybe it's hard to see. FDR and Democracy. You go back and read his speeches in the 30s. He was describing exactly – I always go through and read this book because it's both amazing how similar things were, but it's also really instructive that by calling it out bluntly in the way you just did over and over and over, he won over the American people against the very forces you're talking about. So it is a pattern, and we've seen it recur again and again. And the truth is, if you cut the people out – that's who takes over, the very privileged, the very elite, the oligarchs. But when someone, and Trump did it this time, unfortunately, but it shows you that a Democrat can do it too. If someone comes along and calls it out as clearly as FDR did, he was giving speeches in front of Congress that were so blunt about this.
Yep.
And 6 months or a year later, he was winning 49 out of 50 states because the people saw it. And I do think it's on Democrats to go back and read who were the most effective at calling out the dynamic we're talking about. And when they had it, when they nailed it, the people responded. And I read these speeches, and as much as I admire a lot of politicians who are out there today, I don't hear a lot of people who put it as bluntly as FDR did back in the day. And it really showed that when the people heard it clearly, they saw it, they responded.
Yeah, I completely agree. And another thesis I'd like to get your take on. Joe Biden was the first president since Jimmy Carter to repudiate neoliberalism, not to embrace, you know, free trade and low taxes for billionaires and corporations and basically an anti-union environment. He aggressively went against neoliberalism. Had Joe Biden been an effective communicator, and he's not, you know, he's got a stutter, but he also seems to believe that the legacy media will do his job for him the way they did in the 50s and 60s and 70s when he was coming up. Had he been an effective communicator, had he been out there 3-4 days a week like Donald Trump was throughout his presidency, talking to the media, talking to the American people, using that kind of blunt language, which he did occasionally use, he could have broken through, and Donald Trump would not be president right now. And I lay in a lot of the blame for that, not just at Joe Biden's feet, but at the feet of Jamie Harrison and the DNC. And it's one of the reasons why I'm endorsing Ben Wickler to run the DNC for their election in February. Now, you've been the chairman of the Democratic Party in the state of Ohio. I'm curious your thoughts on the thesis and on my endorsement.
It's funny you mentioned that thesis. You and I think a lot alike, even though we generally only talk on these shows. I completely agree. I mean, there was a major communications miss here. By the way, I'm a fan of Ben Wickler. I'm also a big fan of Ken Martin. I think he's a very good chair too. And those are both would do a great job. But on your thesis, I just think Joe Biden, for whatever reason, was unable to sell his work.
Yeah,
he would sell it at the State of the Union well, and then we wouldn't hear on the ground in states like Ohio much for months.
Yep.
The lieutenant governor of Ohio, Republican, takes more credit for the things that Democrats did out of Washington than Democrats ever did. That's who we hear about. And so I do think that the inability to translate a broader vision, progress, success was lethal. And I think by the time we got to the election, what the election was essentially an unpopular incumbent who had failed to sell a package that was actually not a bad package to sell. And I think back to the way that Obama campaigned or Clinton campaigned, where, like you said, they were there every day. They were out there. They could sell it every single day. I do think that lack of a daily pitch being made about what had happened and what was being done really was a failure. And I think it speaks to not just the DN, not just the party, but like the communications channels.
Yeah.
The assumption that it's just going to get covered versus
the media
showing up in that small town and making the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also, it also points to how our media has changed and how, frankly, the Democrats haven't changed with it. And you will see, starting on January 20th, you're going to start seeing Donald Trump every single day out there talking about what he's doing, like he did for 4 years before. The thing that astonished me, David, is the post-election polling found that 56% of Americans, 87% of Republicans, thought the United States was in a recession on Election Day. And when voters think the country's in a recession, the party in power always loses the election, virtually 100% of the time. And not only were we not in a recession, we had a better jobs market than since 1965. I mean, we had low unemployment, low inflation, the whole thing. But the majority of Americans, and that's not just a failure of the media, although it's a terrible failure of the media, it's also a failure of the administration to communicate.
I agree. You have to be out there. It has to be aggressive, especially in today's world of disinformation and targeted social media, everything. If you're not out there aggressively pitching what you are doing every single day, you're just not going to get your message through. And I do think they went in with certain old assumptions that are too dated to succeed with.
Yeah, they just figured that Chet Hundley and David Brinkley and Walter Cronkite were going to tell the country what's going on, and those guys are long gone. Great David Pepper. His books, Saving Democracy, A User's Manual for Every American, and previously Laboratories of Autocracy. Some great stuff. Check him out. DavidPepper.substack.com. David, thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care.
My pleasure. Always great talking to you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, despair is not an option, says Bernie Sanders, and Elon Musk is right about some things. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
How would you
you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake
right. Lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures the metabolism through your breath, and on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning, and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fat or carbs. I was astonished when I started it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Because your metabolism is at the center of everything your body does. Optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management and improved energy levels, better fitness results, even better sleep. I've made changes in my eating based on its feedback. So if you want to stay on track with your health this holiday season, go to lumen.me/Hartman to get 15% off. That's lumen.me/Hartman with two N's for 15% off. Lumen makes a great gift, too. And thanks, Lumen, for sponsoring this program.
Fairtrade cocoa warms us, organic clothes, and almond milk in eggnog we've tried. Everybody knows kale chips and gluten-free dough help to make the season bright. Free-range veggies in a tofurkey show, avoiding meats just feels so right. We say happy holidays.
Not an option is the headline over on Common Dreams. From the letter by Bernie Sanders, this was, you know, if you're on his mailing list, go over to BernieSanders.com and you can just, you know, get on his mailing list. He says, today in America, we have more income and wealth in wealth inequality than we have ever had. 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, three individuals own more wealth than the bottom 50% of Americans. Today in America, we have more media consolidation than we've ever had. Some estimates claim as much as 90% of U.S. media is controlled by just six huge global conglomerates. Today in America, we have a political system that's increasingly controlled by the billionaire class. In the recent election, just 150 billionaire families spent nearly $2 billion to get their candidates elected. And let's be clear, this massive level of inequality is only going to get worse under Trump. If Trump gets his way, the very rich will get much richer and have more power, while ordinary Americans will get poorer and have less power. Under Trump, there'll be efforts to privatize Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the Veterans Administration, and public education, while at the same time making it easier for large corporations to destroy the environment, engage in bigotry, and undermine workers' rights. He says, we can't allow this to happen. He says, these are tough times. And he talks about, you know, we need to educate, organize, you know, expand our social media outreach, et cetera. We need to find grassroots leaders who are willing to run for local, state and federal office. He says, these are tough times, but despair is not an option. The stakes are too high, not just for us, but also for our kids and future generations. We're all in this together. God bless Bernie Sanders. Now, he did also note that Elon Musk is right. There is waste and fraud in our government. Bernie points to the Pentagon. He says the Pentagon, with a budget of $886 billion, just failed its seventh audit in a row. It's lost track of billions. Last year, only 13 senators voted against the military-industrial complex and a defense budget full of waste and fraud. That must change. So do you think Elon Musk is going to go after the Pentagon budget? I'm not holding my breath, shall we say. So anyhow, we'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Up next, Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
It appears CBS News Brief. It appears Cyber Monday is setting a record for online sales. Vivek Pandya is with sales tracking Adobe Analytics.
We're anticipating 13.2 to 13.5 billion for the entire Cyber Monday. So some strong momentum following what we saw were really good performing days on Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Winter storm warnings or advisories are posted through Tuesday in Michigan as residents of the Great Lakes areas have been struggling with massive snowstorms. Pat Dobek is in Dunkirk, New York.
There's no end in sight. You know, looking at the radar, it was just miles out and just come right at us.
In Manassas Park, Virginia, Narish Bhatt has been charged with murdering his wife, Mamta Kafal Bhatt. Police Chief Mario Lugo says they're still searching for her body.
Of course we're going to be hopeful that we find her. We're still looking. If new leads come in that potentially where she might be at, then we're going to follow up on that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight with a light northwest breeze. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. Southwest winds turn gusty with highs in the upper 20s. Wednesday, there will be a chance of snow showers, lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code to get 15% off and save even more on bundles is TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
High on the thrones, looking down on the rest while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions are democracy in the workplace, where we all get a voice and we all get a say. We won't bow to the lords in their suits and their ties. We'll rise up together and reach for the sky. Power flows from the bottom, that's how we fight. In a union, we know what's wrong and what's right. Against freedom in every age, from the votes of women to the Jim Crow cage.
There you go. Unions are a democracy in the workplace. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Oh, nothing much, Tom. Just trying to survive this cold weather.
Oh, yeah. We had freeze. I was walking on frost into work today. It's cold all over.
Well, I saw that football game in Buffalo, so I don't feel too bad.
Oh, yeah, they got whacked. Apparently, it's because of the Lake Michigan and all the lakes in the Great Lakes. They're all warmer than normal, and so they're evaporating more moisture than normal. So you guys on the East Coast are getting whacked with the snow.
Yeah, at least as far down, we haven't had anything except in the mountains. But I tell you what I was telling your screener, I wanted to ask about. There's always this talk about the oligarchs and on the right, or Republican. But the Washington Post had an article, the top 50 political donors in the country. And I'll concede the fact that the Republicans got more donors than the Democrats did. Ironically, the Koch brothers only donated $43 million, which is almost like chump change anymore. But the thing I wanted to ask you about was this, particularly George Soros. And I guess what happens, there are about 75 people, either politicians, mayors, whatever not, or prosecutors primarily, that Soros has backed in the last, I don't know, 10 years. Of that 75, only 25 or so are still in office. But the ones who came up this last election cycle got their heads handed to them, even in California. And I'm thinking, if George Soros, I'm not telling somebody how to spend their money, but as opposed to apparently backing prosecutors that do not enforce the law or take a slow pitch toward it, to me, he should put his money someplace else. Because even in places like Los Angeles County, Harris won 75 to 25, and George Gascon, whatever it was, lost by 20 points.
Yeah.
Now, And I know we've talked about before about progressive, and, you know, I know Medicare and Social Security, all that. I understand that. And, you know, like I said, you know, that's different. But I think that one of the things that Soros or either Democrats, well, maybe not the Democrats even, is that people that live on the street in these cities, you know, get tired of all the crime. And well, for example, the woman over in Athens, Georgia, I was a prosecutor of a Lincoln murder trial. She said that she wasn't going to go for the death penalty. Well, that really didn't go down very well either with Democrats or Republicans in that area. And Athens, Georgia, is a college town, so by definition, it's very liberal.
Yeah.
But, you know, she got voted out.
Yep.
So do you think the trend that people, and I'm not saying so much to me, a progressive, if he needs a cop, is no different than a MAGA guy if he needs a cop.
Yeah. No, I get it, Bill. And I always appreciate, you know, you as a reasonable conservative calling into the program with very reasonable questions and thoughts. First of all, you mentioned the Washington Post listing political donors. I'm not sure I saw that particular article, but I can pretty much guarantee you that there's a caveat in that list, which is that when you donate to a politician or a political party, your actual campaign, the official campaign, your money is listed and as you being a donor. And that's why the Koch brothers only gave $44,000. You know. But if you donate to these dark money super PACs, which apparently accounted for about 14 billion of the $20 billion that was just spent on this election. If you donate to them, you never get listed in the Washington Post. And the overwhelming majority of the donations to the dark money super PACs were from right-wing billionaires. 350, in fact, different right-wing billionaire families, as opposed to around seven left-wing billionaires. So number one, those numbers are largely meaningless. But as to the thing with the prosecutors, yeah, we had, you know, the progressive prosecutor here in Portland who got voted out, Michael Schmidt, I think, on the program. I met him down in New Orleans. He and I were both speaking at a conference down there. Nice guy, you know, very thoughtful, actually did a pretty good job. But I think what's happening, Bill, is that crime is not something that has a political label attached to it. I mean, you know, during the pandemic in 2020, we had somebody try to break into our house. And the reaction of the neighborhood that I live in was to fence the neighborhood. I mean, I now live in a gated community. I didn't intend to. You know, we didn't move into one. But, you know, everybody got together and said, okay, we're all going to kick in a couple thousand bucks and you know, put up, you know, do something about the security here. I think that nationwide people, you know, we've got a homeless crisis that, you know, I could build a case is the result of neoliberalism and Reagan's policies to a large extent. So, you know, I could politicize it that way. But wherever it came from, the homeless crisis, the drug crisis, the mental illness crisis. And again, I lay all those at the feet of massive inequality to some extent and government failing to do its job protecting the little guy. But whatever the cause is, when people are the victims of crime or when they simply witness it on their street, they tend to vote for the more law and order guy, for the more conservative guy. And that happened here in Portland. It happened both in our prosecutor's race, our DA race, and in our mayor's race. And it's happening all over the country. I don't think it has anything to do with George Soros supporting or not supporting. I know that he was supporting the progressive prosecutors association that Mike, who was on our program, was a member of, or I believe he was. But I just don't see, you know, this is a partisan issue, Bill.
Well, no, I know, like I said, I think a person is progressive, a person is MAGA, taking the two. If you need a cop, you don't sit there and ask them what party they're
That's
in
right.
or who they voted. You know, but here's the thing I was going to ask you. You brought up something. In this article, it said Soros, or Gary Bonta, runs a dark money web of nonprofits that bankroll various candidates around the world who align with his progressive agenda. And this is in England, this is in France, some other places.
Sure.
But the thing goes in the term Open Society Foundations, which he's given $32 billion to in the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that sounds like a rounding error, you know, on this last campaign. But, you know, again, like I said, I just could not – well, being a historian-type guy, a lot of this stuff's gone in this country from the founding fathers on as to who was getting money from where. You know, the original founding fathers were all fairly well off.
Sort of. I would say they were upper middle class compared to the British nobility. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. But
I mean, the richest of the guys who signed the Constitution or signed the Declaration of Independence was John Hancock, and his net worth in today's dollars was $770,000.
Well, yeah, and I always took that as a thing, is that if you're somebody who's got your neck on the line and your family fortune and money on the line, you know, it always inspired me that much more, and I'm sure there was probably some unaltruistic reasons for it. But people would do what they did.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks so much.
Yeah, good talking to you, Bill. I got to run. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season here, whatever it may be for you. Wish you a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or Happy Holidays. Thanks for the call, Bill. Great to hear from you. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump, quote, "The very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality," unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight for a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land, we're not alone. Tag your echo, take a stand. Depends on you. From the schools to city halls, in the parks and shopping malls, let's engage, let's be aware, show the world how much we care. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your in, let's join the fight.
There you go. Welcome back. Happy holidays and a nice vegan meal for you. That's what we had. We had 14 people over for Thanksgiving, and we had an almost entirely vegan meal. I think one of the pies had eggs in it, but that was it. And it was great. I mean, we've got some amazing cooks in our family. Anyhow, Francesco, listening on WSLR in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Francesco, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm about your age, so what I'm about to say, I've witnessed anecdotally as well as, you know, theoretically. I think, and you mentioned this a number of times, and Bernie has too, but a big issue with the American dream and where it's gone is very simple economic math, you know. I mean, in the 70s, if I was earning $10,000, I could buy a car for one-fifth of my salary, right, my yearly salary. Now it costs the average person a half of their yearly salary.
Yep.
Same thing with the house. You could buy a house for three times your yearly salary. Now it costs the average person seven times the
10 times,
salary.
Actually. The average home in America is around $460,000, and the average pay in America is around, I think, $43,000.
Oh, okay. I was assuming $60,000 around that, but...
Well, that's usually, you know, those higher numbers are the household income numbers, which are typically two-wage earner households. So, you have to reduce it for single.
Why two people have to work now.
Yeah, and the federal government loves to put out household numbers instead of individual numbers. They've been doing that largely since the 80s. It looks better. Yeah. I don't think it's more meaningful, though. I think it's confusing.
I mean, I know there are other tangential, you know, issues like, you know, money and government. And if you just look at that, I know it's simplistic, but if you just look at that, I mean, that's the American dream right there.
I agree. I've got, you know, all that, those statistics, in fact, the fact that my dad bought a house for twice his salary. He bought a $15,000 house and he was making $7,500 a year back in 1957. And today, houses are 10 to 1. There was 2 to 1 in the 1950s. That when my generation was in our 30s, which was in the late 80s, early 90s, when my generation was in our 30s, we controlled 21.6% or 21.4% of the nation's wealth. And today, the generation in their 30s control 4.6% of the nation's wealth. I mean, these things are real. And this is a lot of what's driving the discontent of American voters that's being, frankly, exploited by the GOP. So, yeah, Francesco, I'm with you. Each one of these things need to be addressed individually and frankly, at the federal level. It ain't going to happen for the next 4 years, but I have high hopes for the future after that. Francesco, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. David in Palisade, Colorado. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm looking at a Scientific American article from May 10th, 2021. And the title is The Forgotten History of the World's First Trans Clinic. And it's pretty amazing. This is in 1919 in Berlin. This fellow, yeah. Magnus Hirschfeld.
Yeah, Hirschfeld's clinic was the first place Hitler went after when he became chancellor. Just within weeks of his taking power in Germany, that famous picture of all the books being burned by the Nazis, that was at his clinic.
Yeah, it was 3 months after Hitler was declared chancellor. I wanted to post this as a warning to everybody. Don't think he won't do it fast.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm expecting that the first few months of the Trump administration are going to be wild. But, you know, we'll see to what extent people push back and to what extent, particularly politicians, but also, you know, the systems hold. We'll see. David, thank you for bringing that up. That was great. Thank you. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I'm skilled labor, and I think one reason that Democrats lost to Teamsters in skilled labor is you talk about what percentage of the population who parties represent. Well, the Democrats seem to be focused on the lower 20%, and we have really good health care, Tom, really good health care. It gives us scheduling priority and everything. And all I had to do to get people to vote against Kamala Harris was to show them this Medicare for All of 2023 that 130-some Democrats have already co-sponsored. That would destroy our health care and make put us into real delays, and we don't want that.
I don't think it would, Tom. I think it would dramatically improve our health care, and you see it working literally all around the world. I mean, there are some places where those systems have been eroded badly by conservative policies, but we got 20 million people in America who have no health insurance at all.
And a lot of them are illegal immigrants.
I'm not talking about illegal immigrants. I'm talking about American citizens. You've got 11 Republican-controlled states that have refused to expand Medicaid. Medicaid is, you know, kind of Medicare for all. But, you know, the Republicans don't want it. They just don't want you to have health care, Tom. Good luck. Good luck selling that one. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport, as Bernie says. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to the people around you and yourself. Take good care. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. get rid of that old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-90.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.